T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How are we going to do this?
The musical stylings of Chris?
No, not even that. Well, at that point, that's at some point, but I'm talking about the fact that I think the AC is broken in here.
Oh, I'm sweating.
Yeah. Why does it
I don't think it's broken. I think the heat is on.
No, there's no way. I changed it to the AC.
I was being sarcastic. Oh, it's that hot.
It is that
hot. We're getting there.
I should have slit your tires yesterday.
You should have.
It is 80 in here and humid.
Oh, yeah.
Why does this always happen when it's hot outside? You know, you never lose the air conditioner when, I don't know, it's like 60, 70 and the air conditioner is still on.
Because it's getting overworked.
No, it's usually on in here. Like, during the day, for the most part, this room gets hot anyway, which we know now from yesterday. But so the AC is
like
usually on. Yeah.
So. Is it because of the power outage yesterday?
I don't know.
Did it just blow a fuse?
There's no one to answer our questions right now. We just have to sit here like sardines, and this is such a first world problem.
It is, but a problem nonetheless. It's hot.
That's right.
I heard somebody was working on the power yesterday, and they blew a fuse, and that fuse happened to be the AC fuse.
It's ridiculous. Well,
why doesn't that bitch go get another one from Home Depot?
Just go replace the fuse. It's hot in here.
Bring us some fans or something.
The fans are going to make too much noise outside. This is actually what Dustin is used to as a college radio personality.
Yeah, we don't have AC in my studio.
Ew.
We have a window unit, but I don't turn it on because it's just like...
Yeah, that's in the background.
Of the entire
it's
show.
So worth it.
Ugh, I mean, I only have like gross. Two listeners, but... They call in and complain about it.
Both angry.
They're both angry about that.
Yeah. I don't. Chris, why are you trying to take off your pants right now?
If it's hot.
I get it.
I like no pants.
Well,
so if I can just sit here with no pants and be cool, because my jeans are constricting my thighs.
Why did you wear them then?
I don't know. I should have wore shorts. I thought maybe we'd have a few more. A little more cold,
yeah.
But it's going to 90 today, I hear.
Yeah. High of 91 today, I saw that.
It was too hot already just walking out to the car.
Yeah.
Agreed.
When did this happen?
Oh, man. Summer. Oh, yeah, this is your first summer.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
We are going to make it through this day.
Are we?
Yeah. I mean, who do you think is going to perish first in the heat?
Me. I'm going down first.
Really?
Yeah.
For sure, Stacey.
I hate it.
Okay.
I'm just chilling.
All right, Buzz family, you can have a little pool going on. It is probably 80-something degrees in here. And
easily.
The air conditioner is definitely broken. We're kind of dying. But, you know, I always feel I make these complaints and then I see construction workers in the middle of summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, I got nothing.
I know.
I got nothing.
But it's still miserable.
Yeah, agreed. Well, I love how you just bring it right back.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not going to justify this. Screw third world problems. We don't live in a third world.
It's hot. I'm not happy about it.
Okay, yes. Well, great. Do you get even more spicy when you don't?
No, I just get complaining, so I apologize in advance.
Oh, awesome. Ratings are already in the can, so yeah. That's amazing. We have actually a special guest in the studio with us.
Who's that?
Chris.
It's Jesus.
Chris brought his piano. But, of course, it's not any ordinary piano.
No.
Oh, yes, at the slap bass?
What? Oh.
Seinfeld!
Now Flea is in the studio.
Really? I'd go Seinfeld with that one.
Oh.
Why every time do you have to... Well, Chris does not have any ordinary piano. No ordinary keyboard. Did you call it a keyboard or did you say piano?
It's a digital piano.
Okay, that's exactly what it is. Anybody that works at Guitar Center will know. This is not some 20-something key.
It's not your Casio.
No, it's not a Casio. He literally brought an organ in here. And not the one attached to his body.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
I love this. Just sitting
this
in the background.
Very soothing. I feel like I'm at a spa.
This reminds me of that scene in Armageddon with Ben Affleck and Liv Tyler with the animal crackers. Watch the gazelle as he grazes through the open plains. And the cheetah watches he stalks his prey. But the gazelle is spooked. And he could go north to the mountainous peaks above.
You're kidding me right now.
Or he could go south, way down under. Tune in next week. So, okay, so the reason... thank you.
That was great.
How many times...
Were you a tram guide at the zoo?
Of course, because he wasn't even born when Armageddon came out. That's fine, whatever. Just Google it at some point. It was a movie.
Did Steve Irwin just take over your body? What just happened?
Yes, bitch. Shut your hole. Shut your pie face. Pie hole. Okay, we brought the piano for a specific reason today.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan, Silver, and Friends.
All right, you guys ready?
Born ready.
Okay, go.
Birthday to you.
Well, what key is this? What key is this?
Birthday. I missed the C7, so okay. We should be like, let's start over.
Okay.
Birthday to you.
Okay, all right. Oh. You know what? Nope. Is this like the Slipknot version? Oh.
Acapella it.
Spicy.
Day, dear Dustin.
Ooh.
Birthday to you.
Ow, ow, ow.
Woo!
Woof, woof, woof.
Happy Dustin. Sweet 16.
You were a part of the cha cha cha.
Dustin.
And many more.
Thank
I got you something.
You.
Will you open that on air?
Yeah.
But the card first, of course.
Yeah, obviously.
My little Taurus.
And it's pink.
Someone asked me yesterday, they're like, why don't they call you the kid or, you know, baby because you're the youngest person? And I was like, well, because if I stick around for a while, I won't be. That's kind of the hope. So,
well, in this group, you're still going to be the youngest.
I got $10, guys.
Mom got you $10.
Yeah, that's right. Don't spend that all in one place.
I pay my 1% tax I've got to pay at the end of the year.
Will you read the card, please?
Let's celebrate your birthday like the fabulous bitches we are.
It's two dogs.
With glasses.
Like fluffy.
Dang.
Fluffy.
Little poodles.
Yeah, fluffy
poodles.
I'm pregnant. It's yours.
He was supposed to open the card and go, read, I'm pregnant. It's yours. But,
oh my God, JK, congratulations.
Happy 22nd, Dustin. You are amazing. We are so lucky to have you. Thank you for all you bring to the station every day. Responding to your tweet was one of the best things I did in KC. Aw.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
It brought me to you, Rose. Damn it, Jordan. And I'm thankful. Hashtag I'll never let go.
You did not read that how it went in there.
It did. It brought me to you, Rose. And I'm thankful, Rose.
There.
I'm thankful.
Yes. You needed to reiterate the fact that was what.
It's been 34 minutes, Jordan.
That's what.
That's Titanic, 34 minutes in.
That's what Jack said, right? That was his last words in Titanic.
So, are you Jack in this scenario?
Yes.
Okay. I'm propeller guy still. I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, today you're Jack, as it's your 22nd birthday.
You get moved up. Yeah, I'll hold this.
Chris, you want some tissue paper?
Absolutely.
Jordan, you want some tissue paper?
No.
I'll take it. Okay. I want more. My God, Jordan.
There's a t-shirt in here.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Jordan.
This is from my private...
Collection.
Because it's your 22nd.
Oh my God. Dang. Oh my
is from my private collection.
I got a T Swift shirt, dog.
Yeah, you did because you 22. You 22.
I know didn't about you, know you but I'm feeling 22.
That's right.
Oh, I get it.
Are you serious?
Oh my God.
All right, well, since our version of happy birthday went a little bit blah, blah, blah. The only thing that says happy birthday song-wise in the system is the Killers'
Happy Birthday, Guadalupe.
So, yeah.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
I want to see the text line's opinion on
that
song.
That was a goddamn Christmas song.
Yeah. I was like, we were talking, I was like, wait a minute. Did you just say Christmas? So I put my headphones back. I was like, you guys, this is a Christmas song.
Wikipedia, the song continues with the Killers' tradition of releasing a Christmas song every year. That wasn't called Happy
Happy birthday, Guadalupe. I was expecting, like, maracas, you know. No. You got not
at Christmas.
I am so sorry that your birthday has gone so weird.
Oh, no, I love it. I love drinking draft lattes through a lid that I don't even understand.
It's called class, Dustin.
That's exactly why we don't get it.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
The thing about when you move around a lot is you don't get to go back to the places that you really love as far as food. You know, like every city I've lived in, I've had a favorite place that unfortunately does not exist in the other place.
Yeah.
And it sucks. But I was toying around on BuzzFeed yesterday and I saw this list. I was wondering if you guys could help me out with this. It says you're not a real Midwesterner unless you've eaten at 20 of 26 of these restaurants.
All right.
So
let's see if we're true Midwesterners.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Runza.
What?
I try to avoid anything that has run in the names.
R-U-N-Z-A.
Is that... I don't know. We're off to a good start. So Runza.
I've seen those restaurants, but I've never been to one.
Oh, is it like Italian-y?
Is that sandwich place, maybe?
It's a sandwich place that looks like it makes... look at these sandwiches. It's like a burger, but on a long sub roll, and the meat is...
Where's the closest one?
I think there's one in Overland Park.
Wait, yeah, there's one in Kansas City. Lawrence.
Oh, I'm on the Missouri side.
Well, okay. What about Big John's Steak and Onion? What?
You had me at Big John's, but...
Not John's Steak and Onion. Big John's Steak and Onion.
That sounds like a terrible place.
All right, so you're minus two.
Yeah.
Buddy's Pizza.
Where are these places?
I've never heard of any of these so
far. All right. Cousins Subs. Oh. Do you know Cousins Subs?
Nope.
Continue.
I feel like I never want to go to Cousins Subs, though.
Why?
Sounds weird.
Like sexual?
Yes. That's exact.
Oh, really? If that sounds weird, get ready for Ebert and Gerbert's. Wow.
Actually, that sounds cool. I want to go there.
Okay, the last two you've said have both been, like, their headquarters is in Michigan.
Right, that's still the Midwest, isn't it?
Okay, but why? You're not asking Laszlo these questions.
I don't. Who is that? All right, Happy Joe's.
No. Oh,
nope.
Is that a
Kansas
strip
City
club?
Joe's.
Wow.
I've lived in Midwest my whole life, and I've not heard of any of these.
All right, Harold's Chicken Shack.
Nope.
Wow.
Well, we're like 12 and so I think none of us are really Midwestern.
Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
Yes. Heard of that.
54.
Love 20. It.
I think I've eaten there once.
I first ate there in Atlanta.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, getting trash and then going to Steak and Shake? The best.
Eating trash and Steak and
that's
Shake.
More like it.
Lion's Choice.
Oh, that's
a strip club.
That's no. Lion's Den.
Lion's Choice, look at that. Roast beef sandwich. Roast beef. I actually don't like roast beef.
Fast food roast beef. No, thank
Strip
you.
Strip club roast beef sandwich.
Made Right. M-A-I-D-R-I-T-E.
There we go. Finally a Midwestern restaurant that I've heard.
What is Made it? Right?
It's the loose meat sandwiches. It's what Roseanne on the show came and made her restaurant. The lunchbox.
Is the Midwest just nothing but... roast beef sandwiches?
Actually,
drive-through roast beef sandwiches?
My question is, how do you know so much about Roseanne? I love you. All right, what about Pizza Ranch?
Oh, yes. Yeah, those are new. I've never been there.
To be an assistant general manager at a Pizza Ranch.
Are
I'm
you
sorry.
Serious?
We got
serious.
Some celebrity in the house.
Yeah, we do. You're so salty. It's ridiculous. Culver's.
Oh, yes. Okay. I don't like that place.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, their chicken's gross.
If you're listening from Culver's.
Sorry, guys.
Culver's chicken's amazing.
That was a treat. We'd go to Omaha. We'd take road trips to Omaha. That's the only time a year I would get Culver's.
I've seen those around here.
Yeah,
well, now they're open here.
Around.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Culver's chicken concretes or whatever are good. Yeah. The ice cream's good.
Portillo's.
Portillo's?
Is that
Portillo's?
In Chicago?
Yes.
Is that place in Chicago?
It's a hot dog
I have
place.
Eaten there. Ha ha. Give me 1 point.
Scoops Hamburgers?
S-C-H-O-O-P
apostrophe S.
Nope.
No.
Skyline Chili.
Nope.
Yaya's Flame
Boiled Chicken. Yaya.
Here? I think we have those.
We have
here.
A Yaya's Flame Boiled Chicken? Yas.
I mean, we have a Yaya's, I think.
It should be Yas.
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 Tony Yas.
May I take your order? Tony Paco's.
Nope.
No. Monocle's Pizza?
No.
Bebop's.
No.
Mr. Submarine.
No.
Rocky Rock Cocos. Nope. Taco John's.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, okay, God. All right.
That place is uncomfortable to eat in.
Why?
It's pumping Jesus music in there. And there's like on the what is it called? Like the little tray sleeves or whatever. It's like Bible verses.
They have that at In and Out in California. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
See, I can't read. I don't know. I'm the one that's doing this.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to skip that one. Bob Evans.
Oh, yeah. Gross. Yeah, I've seen Bob Evans around.
You've got those.
All right, two more left. Mr. Hero.
No.
Euro?
Yeah.
Mr. Euro.
No. It's Mr. Euro.
I know how to pronounce
Euro. Two different words.
Hero. H as in hero.
Doing this
jalapeno
is not helping me read it.
Lou Malinatis.
No.
No.
Okay.
Cool. We're not Midwesterns or Midwesterners.
Or, just like everything else with the show, everything that I have planned has gone horribly wrong today.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
So, I think you guys are going to really like this news story. Wallet Hub named Kansas City number 17 on the top 20 best places to visit in summer 2019.
Should be higher than that.
So, we have new friends are going to come here. What do you mean, ew? You don't want new
absolutely
people to come here?
Ew. All right. Who wants to come to Kansas City?
This is how Wallet Hub figured it.
Wallet Hub just named the metro one of its 20 summer vacation hotspots.
Got great museums, cultural centers, theme parks, water parks, just a whole variety.
Look at all those things. Okay, if you come to Kansas City, but just do everything that's inside with air conditioning. Because it gets that muggy and disgusting.
It's so... Okay.
Oi.
Like, I'm on the I hate summer bandwagon. I hate summers here.
You sound a little dramatic.
Okay. It is a million degrees during the summer.
It's not that bad.
It's not even the end of May and it's 91 degrees and like 4,000% humidity.
Okay, so there is in this news story a couple from Texas, and this is all that they knew about Kansas City when they came to visit. So they're just following a baseball team.
I did hear barbecue, but honestly, I didn't know. Anything about it?
Yeah.
Nope. This is my first venturing out before the game, but yeah, I've never even thought about going to Kansas.
Yeah.
So that's how other people feel about this.
First off, she said city.
She didn't just say, I've never been to Kansas.
Thought about going to Kansas.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Texas. We don't want you here.
Is that a mistake? Like,
yes.
Is that the thing that you don't say?
Artists do that all the time.
Because in Atlanta, you never call it Hotlanta if you live there. That's like something that you don't do. So don't just call it Kansas. Yeah, because it's not Kansas. That's a whole state.
Yeah, artist bands will go up on stage and they're like, how are you, Kansas? And we're all like, that's not us.
Yeah, I've heard that.
We are not shy about correcting anyone.
I've interviewed artists that did that and they're like, I have never been more shamed in my entire life.
That's so how we learn.
Do you not want new people? And you're single. Your Tinder is going to blow up with all these new hotties that are visiting Kansas City.
I'm not saying I love Kansas City and I love this as a whole. I'm just saying it's hot during the summer. So if you're coming, just plan stuff inside.
Okay. Like doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody stay
safe. Everyone does on vacation.
Yeah.
Go to the hotel and do it.
The first thing you do is get on your dating app if you come to any new city single. You're like, all right, let me see who's around.
Yeah.
All right. Who's next? Who wants a new story?
Yeah.
Chris.
All right.
Yeah.
A Nebraska farmer has sawed off his own leg with a penknife after becoming trapped in farming equipment.
I don't buy it.
He was moving grain from one silo to another when he was pulled into the auger, which is a tube-like interior shape with a screw.
Thank you for explaining that.
He was forced to cut off his lower leg with a 3-inch penknife and crawl to the nearest phone for help. He was working on his property. He was unable to find his phone. He watched as the machine tore his foot off, mangled his lower leg as it pulled him inside. He took out his knife, cut off what remained, and he said, the bone stuck out down my ankle.
All right. She's crying out loud.
And that's what I was hanging on to. That's trying to cut myself out.
All this worked in a funeral home.
All right. He cut off what remained. That's where I was getting... isn't the femur stronger than concrete?
Oh, my God. This is
gross. That's what he was... He was hanging on to it as he was trying to get himself out. He was holding on to his bone as he was plying and tearing off his...
Dude, that is so... Yeah.
This is something that you need to know. Once you hit 22, I think you're an adult now. I can tell you what it's like. Hopes and dreams and femurs can break.
I understand that. But him cutting it off?
And often will.
Yes. With a knife. Good. That guy was a Boy Scout once. Ugh. You can tell. Stacey Moody, what the hell do you have?
God, it's hard to follow that.
It's hard to follow Chris at all.
That's fair.
It's hard to predict Chris.
Okay, so bring your kid to work day. You're familiar?
No, because I don't have a kid. I would bring my cat, but I'm not allowed to. Oh, you mean like the theory of bring your child to work.
The idea, yeah.
Yes, I apologize for being so defensive.
So one man in Florida, because obviously, decided he's going to make his own bring your kid to work day.
Okay.
And he brought his little girl to work with him. But guess where he works?
Staples.
He's a thief.
Oh.
What?
Dude, she can fit in the crawl spaces that he can't.
Right. Ugh. So him and a friend were robbing a house, and the little kid was there. I guess little hands.
Yeah, I don't know. You could put him through the cat door and be like, open the door for daddy.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, but they were caught, of course.
They were caught. And this dude apparently has a rap sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I want to hear his rap sheet.
Made his little
joke. What's his SoundCloud rap?
So anyway, he's got a rap sheet that's 2 pages. I'm assuming it was enough to mention. I think that's... So I'm assuming it's a lot.
I just hope that they prosecute that child to the fullest.
Yeah, that kid.
She's going to jail for life.
Yeah.
She was an accessory to a crime.
She was, with her little grubby sticky hands. Dustin, what do you have?
Ohio school closes after radioactive chemicals detected.
Yes, enriched uranium.
Was this the X-Men
enriched
school?
Uranium and Neptunium? 237.
Oh, it's 237, the one that gets you.
That'll do it.
Wait. What were the elements?
Enriched uranium.
Uh-huh.
And Neptunium 237. And there's more than 300 pupils and 25 staff at the school. My thing is just let them write it out. Dude, we need X-Men.
Oh, my God.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God. Really?
We need superheroes.
Yeah.
That's why are you robbing us? Why are you robbing the world of... Where was this at? Iowa?
Ohio.
Oh, close enough.
But do we need Ohioan superheroes?
Oh, you're right.
Okay, all right. What is the chemical element symbol for Neptunium?
Is there an N in there?
NP.
What'd you say?
NP.
Yes.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I just want to help you guys out about your story this morning.
Okay, which one?
The farmer in Nebraska.
Okay.
So your lower leg is not your femur.
Yeah, stupid. God, idiot. I just want to mention that we're talking about Dustin and not the person that just called it.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Oh, Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Come to my window. Chris, can you really play all these songs?
I can play some of those.
How accurate do you think you can be? Like, how? I need you to, like, screw it up a little bit.
I can
right?
screw it up.
Okay.
Well, yeah, when I play it, my vision usually goes a little blurry, and then I'll see a C as, like, a E flat.
Jesus, F. Have you ever got that checked out?
You have strokes mid-piano keys?
I only have strokes when I play the piano.
So, what we're going to do... Shut up, Stacey Moody! I'm sorry, I love you.
That's how I get treated.
I've got tickets to Boulevard Spring Fling to check out the Strombellas at Crossroads on June 1st. And we're going to give these out to someone who can guess what Chris is playing with his piano.
Ooh.
Coming up right after this.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
All right. Well, Chris brought in his organ.
Mm-hmm.
And...
my big 88-key organ.
Wow. I wouldn't guess that.
No?
No, I definitely thought that you were going to bring in something smaller.
Oh. I'd let you know that I bring in big packages.
Yes, you always surprise me.
My packages are always bigger than expected.
I went to get this guy coffee thinking that he would just like a black coffee.
No.
He gets the most frou-frou coffee that I've ever heard. Even the people at Starbucks were like, what the hell is this?
Oh,
you have
come
to
on.
Literally tell them to add coffee to
you
your
do.
Drink.
But there's a name for it when you add the coffee. They keep telling me, but I never forget. So I'm just like, vanilla bean, frappuccino, add the coffee.
Yes. There's no coffee in it sometimes. You have to add the coffee. So, I'm very excited that you brought that in and you've been kind of playing around a little bit and we've had some fun with it, with your organ. Mm-hmm. And shut up, Stacey Moody. I have a pair of tickets to Boulevard Spring Fling. And it's a Strombellas on June 1st at Crossroads. And I think that we should give these out to someone, the first person that can guess what song you're playing.
Yeah.
With your organ.
Perfect.
what song you're playing on your organ. Shut up, Stacey Moody. I'm just joking. This poor girl, I told her not to talk.
Oh my God.
Okay, so the phone number here, 576-7965. You know the number. Chris, can you play a little bit from... That's all they get. They should know this song. It's pretty much a staple here. So 576-7965. First person to call and tell us what song that was gets tickets to Boulevard's Spring Fling.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Hello, The Buzz. Can you identify the song that Chris was playing with his organ?
Yes. Was it All Those Wrong Things?
It was.
It was?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. That is awesome.
Did you get it because it's playing on the radio right now?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Whoa, please take a left. Please be safe.
I'm sorry. Hang on a second.
Yes.
My car's just being an idiot.
No problem. This doesn't cost us anything. No. What's your name?
Jacob.
You're going to Boulevard Spring Fling. And we definitely played the song right after just to make it a little bit easier, a smidge easier. Right, Stacey Moody?
Yeah.
Shut
up! Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Hey, Chris, I'm looking at your songbook right now. Can you play this song?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Jordan Silver. Did you know that KC Pet Project will receive 3,500 kittens this year? Please come to our kitten shower. It's benefiting the KC Pet Project Foster Program. It's happening tonight at Cinderblock Brewery from 6 to 8. There's going to be so many kittens there. And it's all ages. Please, donate now.
Watch the gazelle.
He's through the open blade. And watch the cheetah as he...
Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
How are you today?
What?
How are you?
How am I?
Yeah, are things good?
I mean, it's hot in here, but that's it.
Is that it?
What? Why are you talking to me like that?
I'd like to know why you're being so salty today.
So salt. Because I yelled at you?
Is it like your home life?
My home life is fine.
Is your love life all right?
That's really good. She's probably listening right now. It's really good. It's the best it's ever been in my entire life.
I don't know.
What? Why? I'm not being... You were talking when I was talking.
What I'm hearing is... What I'm hearing
is... This is exactly why I'm mad, but...
You're lashing out. And I want to get to the bottom of it. Why did you come in here with such hostile attitude?
I did not. I came in here with donuts and coffee for us. Mm. Ooh, my tone is a little.
Did you hear it?
I did.
I mean, am I alone, guys? Do you guys feel that too?
No, I kind of want to know, do you have a clear sense of where you want to take things in life? Do you know your meaning and your purpose?
What? What? What?
Yeah. What choice do you have about what happens in your life?
All of it.
Right. You do?
Yeah.
Is there someone you should be spending more time with or less time with?
My cat. More.
Both?
More and less, yes.
More and less.
Oh, it's a riddle. It's how you get over the bridge.
Do you show affection easily or do you even keep your loved ones at an arm's length?
No, everybody. I think I kissed Dustin with the tongue the first time we met. What are you talking about? Why are you guys asking me these questions?
Do you think it's important to make the first step in being kind to someone?
Yeah,
or
that's
does someone else need to be kind to you?
No, you can make the first step. There's a lot of people around here that ain't kind to me.
Do you cut people off when they're talking?
No.
Or do you ignore them or input that they have?
Next.
I think I can answer that question with a yes. A solid
Your
yes.
whole tone sounds very different. What are you doing? Is this an intervention?
We just want to know.
What?
Do people power in your presence?
No. People step on me like an ant.
Let us in, Jordan. We're trying to help you. Help us help you.
What is going on?
Open screaming? Up to us.
Is this an intervention?
I mean, do you need it to be?
What did I do wrong?
You've screamed so many times today.
Is screaming your only form of communication with the ones, your loved ones?
No!
Is that what's going on?
No!
Oh, you're screaming
again.
Oh,
you're
getting loud. It's okay, you guys. It's okay. Calm down. She's just going through something, and we're just trying to figure it out.
I'm not going through anything. I'm actually very happy.
I'm very scared.
How much fun are you to live with? Are you constantly complaining and pointing out someone else's flaws?
Where are you getting these questions?
Don't worry about it.
Could you be a bitch and not know it?
Could you be a bitch and not know it? Jordan Silver?
Could you be a bitch and not know it?
Could I be a bitch and not know it?
One time, she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex. Jordan Silver and Friends. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Take it, Stacey.
All right. So, word on the street is...
You heard this on the street?
I heard this on the street. I went outside and I started screaming and someone just told me this story. So, Tom DeLonge, our buddy Tom,
mm-hmm.
from Blink-182.
Tom
has decided at some point in the future, which is very specific,
mm-hmm.
He wants to rejoin Blink-182.
What?
Which leads me to this question.
Oh, God.
First off, is he going to just kick out Matt Skiba?
Oh, yeah.
Is he just done? Is there going to be four of them now? Matt Skiba's been there for, like, the last several years.
Right.
So... He's like, see ya.
He's like the good girlfriend that you should stay with.
Right.
And then
Tom's the one that you keep going back to.
The hot one with the nice butt. Yeah.
Really telling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, we'll see how that plays.
Yeah.
We'll see how those tables turn.
Mm.
That's all I got.
Yep. That's it.
Thank you for that, Stacey Moody. Nice news story. Dustin.
Thanks.
Yeah, so you were talking about how Kansas City's the new place to visit. Top 20 list. We made number 17.
Yep.
Local KC man, 30 years old, charged with killing man, dismembering his body, and then setting it on fire in his basement. So, yeah, cool.
Oh, is that Adam?
I don't think that is an attraction that Wallet Hub was talking about when they were telling people to come to Kansas City.
Dang, they just released that Ted Bundy documentary. I think people will dig it.
You know, you always seem to have some kind of weird serial killer story. You would think that
he's
it was...
He's not a bad-looking guy, is he?
You would...
Really.
I would think that it is Chris that would be the serial killer among us. But really, I mean, you got a Ted Bundy thing going on, Mr. Birthday Boy.
Yeah, I just try and relate the stories to what you bring up. And I really, you know, Kansas City, everyone come visit, except we have serial killers.
Yeah.
He had someone burned down there, and then he tried to bring another guy back, and the guy escaped.
Oh, good.
Before he was dismembered and burned alive.
Oh, good.
Well, not alive, but...
Last night, my girlfriend and her kids came over, little like what,
how are
four
you
going
to tie these stories together?
Just wait. Four and like six. And they were trying to watch a movie, right? And so they're trying to go through the movie on Netflix. But all I have are serial killer documentaries. So these little girls are like, what? Blood for, like, just death of blood. Ted Bundy, dismemberment, murderous women. She's like, my girlfriend's like, where is the kid stuff? And I'm like, not on there. It's all like really horrible.
You're
going
to be here for about 25 minutes just trying to deep dive into.
She had to go in categories and then genre.
Yeah.
Because she just kept scrolling through. There's got to be, everybody's got kid stuff on here. No, it's like
not Jordan Silver.
Ted Bundy and all of that stuff. So, Christopher.
A lucky diner was accidentally given a $4,500 bottle of red wine at a steakhouse in Manchester.
That's a heavy bottle of wine.
Well, what I think is interesting, the restaurant tweeted out, to the customer who accidentally got given a bottle of Chateau La Pin Pomeriole 2001, which is $4,500 on our menu.
Dang.
Last night. At a diner. It must be a fancy one. But then so people thought, oh, this lucky guy got to enjoy an expensive bottle of wine, something that not many people got to experience. He said it tasted better after he added ice and lemonade to the wine.
Classy.
Wow.
Really? I love that.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Jordan, what do you got?
Oh, I've got a Uber.
Uber.
Oh, man. Come on. I'm sitting here just like...
All right. Jordan, seriously, are you all right today?
Yes.
Uber announcing its quiet mode feature for riders who prefer not to have a conversation with their driver.
Yes.
Finally.
Whoa.
Finally. am I witnessing?
Listen, there's sometimes where I'm like, drinking and driving is the worst thing, but I'm like, do I really want to talk to somebody for 45 minutes? I do not do it. I still get in the Uber with someone, but their life story. You guys know the story of me in Los Angeles, and I was taking a private plane for the one and only time I ever would get to take a private plane, and then the Lyft driver picked me up and was telling me this horrible story about her life and crying the whole way. And then she asked me what I was doing, and I'm like, oh, I'm about to... Nope.
About to get on a private plane. No big deal.
Go to Vegas and meet Gwen Stefani. Like, what?
Why didn't you invite her?
She seemed like a buzzkill.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
Okay, I was joking pissed earlier. Now I'm real pissed. Now I'm
You're mad.
I'm real mad. I'm looking at my Twitter right now. I got a very nice tweet from someone that said, quote, you would think that Jordan Silver would use her platform to stand up for people without voices as a queer woman, but I guess that's what happens when you're swaddled in privilege. You either lose sight of it or you've never had the inconvenience of being exposed to it.
That's the first thing I think of when I think of you is just swaddled in privilege.
On Instagram yesterday with the post that I posted that was talking about the anti-abortion ban, the abortion ban in Alabama, somebody kind of hit that note too. And so I wrote them back. I'm just going to read what I wrote back. It's actually this exact scenario that shaped me into who I am today. When I came out to my parents, they were disgusted. They looked into conversion therapy. And then I moved away from home for 10 years. Then I'm going to cry.
So I read that. And I had no idea.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of that. And Are you good? You want me to read it?
I hate people, man. Like, just the fact that they're, like, swaddled in privilege when people... You've been here since September. No one has actually got to know you outside of what you said on the radio. No one knows that for 10 years you didn't talk to your family and things like that.
Yeah.
And yet they're still going to go, oh, you've been swaddled in privilege.
They wouldn't meet my partner. They would...
Yeah, I mean...
They would tell me that they voted against gay marriage in the state that I'm from.
I don't understand. Like, the people who write things like that, who have zero idea. I
have a biography.
Every
people
day,
don't, yeah, people don't know my story, but it's not.
Don't act like you know it.
Privilege. I got here through hard work and a lot of crap.
And you've put up with a lot of crap just from being here.
Just from being here, yeah. Just from when she started. I remember them having to go on church and say, guys, leave her alone.
Right.
I mean,
which is obnoxious.
The fact that they're having to do that, and the people that are listening are grown adults. Bullying.
For me, honestly, it's just the point of like thinking that A, I don't stand up for queer rights, like that hurts so bad, and then saying that I'm swaddled in privilege when you have no idea. There's no like my past has been so hard. It's so hard to be positive when you have such a.
But that's who made you who you are. And that's the
exactly.
thing that people don't get. And that's
exactly.
why you are so damn good at what you do on here.
I'm not happy because I'm just so happy. I'm happy because like the opposite is like I want to kill myself.
Right. And you've worked your ass off to get here through all of that adversity and all of those times where people were like, hey, you can't, your own family didn't support you and all that. And you still came out on top.
Yeah. But they eventually did like 10, 11, 12 years later. And it was nice. But... there's so much like pain and stuff in there. So do not think that whoever this person is that tweeted, I am not swaddled in privilege. My story doesn't involve being swaddled in privilege. It actually involves a lot of pain.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Hello?
Hi. Is Jordan listening?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. I just want you to know, those people are people that don't listen on a constant basis. They don't listen longer. They haven't heard those bits and pieces of your story that you have let out. And I'm going to cry for you because that is so ridiculous.
Dude.
And I think that you are one of the most amazing radio shows hosts this place has ever had. So I think you're awesome.
I love you. What's your name?
I'm Courtney.
Courtney, I absolutely adore you. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it.
I love you. Bye.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Oh, Dustin.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a day.
I feel like that like drunk aunt.
I mean, I have not been drinking at
all. Aunt Jordan's doing it again.
Aunt Jordan's hitting the sauce at Dustin's birthday party, and now she's
telling
everybody. But only problem was no sauce. We're just eating donuts and drinking coffee. But yeah, happy birthday, Dustin. I feel like I owe you. I don't know. Do you want a lap dance?
Ooh.
From Stacey.
No, I want to see Jordan give you a lap dance while Chris plays the piano.
Yeah.
In the candlestick with the...
Yes.
Professor Plum, the library. Yeah.
And I want maracas.
Well, that's
even if
not
it doesn't
happen.
Fit to the song that Chris is playing, I just...
Oh, look. We got some maracas right there.
Hear that?
Chris thank
is
you
for, an all-in-one musician.
He really is. Thank you for bringing your piano in.
Absolutely. It was heavy to bring it in.
Do you remember that song that I requested? You learned not Angel by Sarah McLachlan, but the other one?
Maybe.
Can you try it?
Oh, that one.
Yes, that one. The one with a really long finger spread. Yes! 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 Okay, I mean...
You had me at finger spread.
Dustin, happy birthday, man.
Thanks.
I am so sorry.
Thanks, guys.
I stole some spotlight from you, but it is your birthday, and that is what matters. Oh, my God! Oh, okay, sorry.
Wow! Jordan!
Aw. Dustin.
We're doing it again.
Happy birthday to my
are we just restarting the show?
My big boy.
Welcome.
Start from scratch.
Dustin.
Dustin. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.